welcome you into the Like a Mobile Jaguars Jam for October 4th. We start off with a look inside Everbank Field. It's been a while since the Jags have been in this stadium. They'll be in here next week to face the LA Rams. Welcome in, JP Shadrick with you, the Like a Mobile Jaguars Jam. And we've got a special guest today on the defensive line for the Jaguars, Dante Fowler Jr. with us. So far, 8 tackles, 3 sacks, 3 tackles for loss, 2 forced fumbles, 1 recovery for a touchdown.
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed, Dante. How are you?
Good. Feeling better, living better. So
good. Very good. And off to a pretty good start, at least in the pass rush game on defense this year. Things are... Saxonville is a real thing around here, right?
Yeah, we're getting to the quarterback. It's pretty good.
Yeah, let's keep it going this week against Big Ben Roethlisberger.
Yep.
How about that?
That'd be really good.
Quite a matchup. We've got folks on the line waiting to talk to you in the United Kingdom today, so let's get to the Like a Mobile call-in line and start off with Richard Graves of Sky Sports today. What's up, Richard?
Hey, JP. Good to speak to you. Dante, great to catch up again.
Hey.
Before we look ahead to the Steelers this weekend, I know when you headed back home from the win at Wembley, the one word everybody was talking about was consistency. And as we touched upon there, you got to the quarterback again against the Jets, but as a defense, you gave up some big plays as well. So how much has that been discussed this week, and how frustrating was it for you as a unit?
It's been discussed it a lot, especially, you know, in order for us to be a great defense, we have to clean up, some things, which is, some things that we have to be consistent on. But once we clean those up, it's just going to up our level of play and our style of defense that we want to be. So, it's early in the season. You know, we had some new guys come on the team, that's still learning the defense and things like that. So, once everything get adjusted, we'll start playing really well.
I think you said a key thing there, Dante. It is early in the season. It's 4 games in, and there's you look around the National Football League, and there are teams working on things early in the season.
Exactly.
It's tough to come together this early, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a long season. You have 16 games. So, around this time, you're really starting to see how your team is and see where they're at, fix the small things. So when you get in the middle of the season, late season, you'll be ready to go.
Back to the Like a Mobile call-in line. Scott Wilson of Give Me Sport. What's up, Scott?
Hey, JP. Dante, obviously JP mentioned at the top of the show your numbers, and the Jaguars are the first in sacks in the NFL so far. What's the biggest reason for that part, your early success?
I just think the way that I approach the game now and the way I approach the season, the way I approach the week of practice with my preparation, taking notes, and studying my opponent, just knowing where players are going to be in certain situations. So, therefore, since I know, the certain formation or where the player is going to go, it can allow me to play faster and, get to where I need to get to make the play.
The preparation part is interesting to me. How has your, how's your note-taking changed from the first day you walked in here? Has that changed a bit?
It changed a lot dramatically. I was a little just a fireball, just ready to go out there and play. So, my whole mentality was, I'm going to beat them no matter what. But, I had to learn really fast that, you just can't beat nobody in the big leagues. You got to study and, you got to put in the work, and do good homework. So it'll pay off on Sunday.
It's a tough opponent every week in the NFL, no doubt. Alex Johnson, Give Me Sport. What's up, Alex?
Hey, guys. Dante, you didn't have a bye week between the London game and Sunday's game against the Jets. Did that have an effect on the team?
No, it didn't have an effect. We're used to going to London. We're used to being in London. So, it was just one of them things that when we're in the game, we just gotta finish and come out with a W. There's a lot of things that we did to, put ourselves in those situations. But if you just take some really small things out, it'll be a totally different story, but we lost, so we just got to go back and fix some things, clean up some things, and not be in that situation anymore, and learn how to execute when we're in those situations.
Yeah, I think once after the team got back, it was 2 in the morning, I guess, when we got back here.
Pretty
late.
It's
almost like a West Coast road trip, really.
Yep, it is. So if you don't sleep on a plane, you're gonna be feeling a little jet lag. But other than that, fine.
Yeah, it's your own fault if you don't sleep on the plane. That's the way that works. Let's get to some social media questions, starting off with Stefanos Prime. How did you create your sack celebration? And thank you for the autograph. It looked like you signed a helmet for him over there.
No problem. Well, I was going into my junior year at UF. We were just in Gainesville, you know, one of those days. We had a day off just messing around, dancing and stuff. And I ended up freestyling, dancing, went down and did that. And, like, everybody in the room was like, oh, that was tight, that was tight. I was like, y'all like that for real? And it was like, yeah. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to just make that my sack dance. And literally, like a few days later, I had got a sack and did it, and I just went on from there. So, you know, it's called the pretty kick. You know, a lot of people.
The pretty kick?
The pretty kick to get off me. You know, it's a lot of, you know, a lot of ways you can call it. But it's a kick at the end of the day. You know, swiping my shoes, dusting myself off. So hopefully I get some more sacks so you guys can keep seeing it.
Yeah, we need to see that some more. And I do a lot of things, and I do some things well. Freestyling is not one of them. I got news for you, Dante.
Yeah, it's all right. You know, some people have it, some people don't. You know, you just got to have that type of swag, that demeanor.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm working on it. Let's get another social media question from Zadi11 on Twitter. What's the biggest difference between college football and the NFL, and have you had to change your style of play in any way? It's a few years ago now. But as you said, coming in, just the preparation's much different, right?
Yeah, the preparation is much different. You know, it's the big leagues. You know, you're just handling yourself as a pro, turning yourself into that man, and knowing that this is your, you know, dream job. But at the end of the day, it's your job, and you know, you gotta take advantage of every opportunity because every day it's a privilege and a blessing. You know, to be able to get up in the morning and play. Go to an NFL facility. So that's pretty good. Stylist change of play. It is what it is. I'm a defensive end right now. So when I first came in, you know, I wasn't used to having my hand in the dirt all the time. But I'm in year three, and I did a lot of work in the offseason. And I feel pretty, you know, confident in myself with my hand in the dirt. I'm just trying to fine-tune my technique. And learn how to rush as a defensive end. So if anything, it's helped me how to play with my hand in the dirt, and I'm just a natural stand-up guy. So, hey, I'm just turning into a triple threat. So
we like that, yeah. The more you can do, Dante.
The more you can do, the better.
No doubt. Let's go back to the Leica Mobile call-in line and get back to the top again. Richard Graves, what's up?
Yeah, Pittsburgh Steelers and the challenge that faces you guys this week. Dante, obviously, a number of weapons. It'll surprise you that in passing offense, they ranked just 31st in the NFL through 4 weeks. Last weekend,
the question was lost, Richard Graves.
You're breaking up, but I think from what you were saying, you were talking about how good the Steelers' offense is.
Yeah, there's a lot of weapons.
They have a lot of weapons, a lot of good guys, and Antonio Brown, Martavis Bryant, which are really two good receivers. Mike Pouncey, the center, you know, they have big tackles too. So, you know, you just got to be ready to play. It's going to be a hard-nosed physical football game. You know, you just got to strap your helmet a little tighter and you get going. You know, I don't like to back down or shy down away from, you know, teams or events and games like this. It's just, you know, a physical game, and I'm a physical guy. So I think this would be a really good game and a really good week for me.
Still the Steelers, right? I mean, they're
they're the Steelers. You know, you got hurt. Jack Lambert's going to be in the building on Sunday, so I'm going to be a little starstruck.
As a football fan, right?
Yeah, heck yeah, heck
but
yeah.
Then again,
at the end of
you're
the day,
not a fan anymore.
No, when that whistle blows and we're in between the white lines, it's business time.
There's no doubt. And let's get one more social media question in. Let's go back to Twitter. Matt Johnson's asking you, do you have a favorite British music artist that you'll listen to before the game? Do you... Or what do you listen to? I don't know if you break it down by country.
I don't necessarily listen to British music, but you guys have a good Netflix show with this one girl. That's pretty cool. I don't know what it's called.
It's so good. You don't know what it's called.
Yeah, but they know what I'm talking about. You know, I listen to Playboi Carti and, you know, things that, you know, get me going. So that'd be pretty cool.
All right, let's get back to the Leica Mobile call-in line. We dropped the call for a moment. Scott Wilson, are you there, Scott?
I am indeed, yeah, I am. Dante, what have you learned from being around and playing with Calais Campbell?
Oh, I've learned a lot in what, 4 months that I've been with him. He's a guy that loves the game of football. I thought I loved the game a lot. You know, it's pretty cool when you get to meet somebody that loves the game at probably a little bit more than you do. And that's really cool to see, you know, the time and the effort that he puts in, the passion for it. And, you know, he's really good. He's an all-pro, and he's always doing things that can make him better. So, you know, adding in those type of vets just help a young guy like me that admires him and, you know, looks up to him, you know, that wants to be in his situation and work hard and work and do whatever I have to do to get to the position that he's in. So this offseason was really cool. I think, you know, the front office did an outstanding job with just bringing in leaders and guys that's been in these winning situations and know how to win and knows what it takes. That's really cool, and you can tell that it's paying off and showing up. So we just got to stay consistent. That's the biggest thing, and, you know, win, second biggest thing, and do it as a team. So we were able to come together as a team and, you know, just play. Nobody won't be able to stop us.
Dante, I'll tell you, you know, I saw Malik Jackson when he came in here. You think he's a big guy, right? He's got long legs, big guy. You come in, you're an athlete, you're physical guy.
Yeah.
And then Calais walks in the room.
Oh, no, it's just a different story. He's just a monster. He's like Goliath.
He's huge.
That man's huge. Man, so big.
He knows how to use that height, too, and to his advantage. In the,
yeah.
In the D-line.
That's crazy. If I had his size with my ooh.
Yeah, if any of us had that size, it'd be great. Let's go to Alex Johnson. Give me sport. What's up?
Facing the Steelers at the weekend, what's the key to stopping an elite running back like Le'Veon Bell?
Well, Le'Veon Bell, he's a unique running back on top of elite. So, you know, playing against him, he does an excellent job of reading gaps and, you know, holes and things like that and finding a way to make you look wrong. So we just have to be very fundamental and very disciplined in playing our gaps and, you know, being in our gaps. And we're able to do that and play physical. I think we'll do a really well job in the run game this week. We just got to knock those areas out.
One final thought here, Dante, with you before we get off here. Like we said before, it's 2-2 record.
Yeah.
Could have been 3-1, but you can't look back, right? This is you got to move ahead to the Steelers and move on to the second quarter of the season now. And there's some energy around this football team, even still after last week, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of energy. We know how good of a football team that we are, and we know, you know, what it takes to win. And we worked our tails and our butts off to bring Jacksonville a winning season this year. So we're just going to keep working hard, keep practicing hard, not let that get to us, you know, have a short-term memory, and get ready for the Steelers. That's all we can do. And win this quarter. You know, we went 2-2 the first quarter. You know, we really want to go 3-1 or 4-0 in the next quarter, so that can help us a lot and, you know, give us a lot of momentum and confidence rolling to the back end of the season.
Let's go to Pittsburgh and get a W. How about it?
Yeah.
Dante Fowler Jr., good to see you. Thanks for doing it.
My colleagues.
Dante Fowler Jr. joining us here on the Leica Mobile Jaguars Jam.